We went down there and had tapes made of him, so make sure his arm wouldn't hurt. And I coached him through that season. And he made the All-Star game, you know. We practiced all during the winter. And the very first game, you know, in Little League, there's only 6 innings where they play. There's 6 innings. That's 18 outs, right? He struck out 15 out of 18 batters that first game. He was really good. We practiced all year. See, I'm upset. See, baseball isn't fun. Baseball is war when you're tweaked, okay? And you've got to win, and you're going to do it. You've got to do this, and you've got to do your best. He says, Daddy, I just want to have fun. I said, shut up, man. Baseball isn't fun. It's work. Man, I had him playing for the Yankees. I mean, this kid was really good. He could do things with that ball. It was really great. He listened, and he did good. The second year, he didn't want to pitch. Guess why? He just wanted to have fun. But I was on his case. And guess what we talked about on the way home then? 15 out of 18 strikeouts, we talked about the 3 he didn't get and why he didn't get it. Can you imagine this kid saying, Dad, get real. Give me a break. And what am I into? I'm perfectionistic. And some of you came with perfectionistic messages from your parents, and you don't feel okay unless you're perfect. And you got these drivers in you. Try hard. Please me. Be perfect. You heard those? Have you? Hurry up. Oh, boy. I got them all. Now, can you see the trouble with focusing on the negative here? Can you see the problem? Don't you really accept your kids 99%? If you accept them 99%, then you need to understand that the child has a stroke deficit. And they're going to get strokes. They need strokes. Just like your body needs food, that little spirit, that little mind, that little person in there needs strokes. They need recognition. And if you don't give them lots of good strokes, they're going to get strokes some other way. And parents have told me, well, why should I thank the kid for making his own bed? Why should I thank the kid for doing this and picking up his own clothes? That kid needs those strokes. That kid needs that validation. We need to reinforce the behavior that we want to keep going. Does that make sense? And what's so bad about strokes? If you don't have strokes, send me $10. I'll give you 1,000,000 strokes. I'll give you a certificate for 1,000,000 strokes. They're free. And you can make as many strokes as you want. And you should give those kids strokes after strokes after stroke after stroke. And just fill them up. Fill their bank full of strokes. That's what makes their energy. That's what makes their self-image. And tell them, we love you. You're a beautiful little girl. We love you. Now I want to talk to you about something else. Love must be unconditional. Acceptance must be unconditional. You accept that child and you love that child absolutely unconditional. And you don't tell them, I'm so proud of you, you made 2 touchdowns today. What happens when they don't make 2 touchdowns? You do not connect value and your love for them with their performance. You do not connect that you love them and that they're valuable and important and you cherish them because of their grades or because they made the cheerleader team or they did this or they did that. That your love is absolutely unconditional. Whether they're on the 3rd string football and they sit there and get blisters in their bottom. You love them anyway. If they drop the punt, you love them. If they take the punt, you love them. That has nothing to do with your love. Your love transcends all their performance, all their behavior, good and bad, so that you don't get manipulative by giving out love if they do what you want. Does that make sense?